that.
Yeah. Hey, let me back you up a little bit, because, you know, all these years I've been telling mean stories about you, and I want to make sure they're true. tell me, when you got to the top of Chin Scraper, well, let's, first of all, when you went through Chin Scraper, did you just go straight out the southeast end, or did you go up on the kind of that southwest lip that they do now?
Chin Scraper, okay.
That's that little cirque up there, kind of near the end of the first big climb.
Yeah, you know, I kind of figured out where you could take the side sails and not have to climb.
Uh-huh.
So it seemed to me, and this is the recollection, that most of those trails ended up on the west side.
Mm-hmm.
Where you could, you know, you didn't have to climb the peak, you could take the trails around.
Okay. Yeah, you're confirming what the story I've been telling. So with Irv naming that little trickle of water Landis Springs, that was probably accurate.
Yeah, I have, to be honest, I have no recollection of Landis Springs.
Okay.
You know, I know that little hollow.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think I went, you know, to the right a little bit to just take the,
yeah,
the least, you know, the least, the most efficient route.
Uh-huh.
You go a little bit to the right, hit the ridge, take the ridge up, and then you try to contour as much as possible until you get to Francis Peak.
Okay. See, that contouring was the key there. So that was the Landis Springs is kind of, if you just traversed almost from the Chin Scraper lip and just went straight south to one of the next saddles, you end up cutting off that ridge line that was such a mess. And I remember going up there a couple of years.